This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In studying the book of Philemon in the New Testament, Paul focuses on forgiveness as a test and testimony of Christian love and faith. He amplifies this theme first by confining his approach to what Philemon was already well known for, his faith and love. Second, he presents his convincing argument as to why Philemon should do for Onesimus what Paul is asking him to do. Then he shares how confidently he expects Philemon's positive response. He shares that he is sure Philemon would do even more than he was requesting. That's the kind of guy he's always been. Paul assures him that he would not be disappointed with taking Onesimus back, even though he had been unprofitable before. Now he is a Christian and would be a responsible servant in his household. Paul concludes this section by letting Philemon know that he is planning to visit him soon and ask him to get a room ready for him. This would be an answer to a prayer that Philemon has made. And obviously, this would make it possible for him to see how well Philemon carried out his request, as well as how well Onesimus was doing in his work for Philemon. The point Paul was underlining in this letter is this: love forgives, and faith accepts the forgiven one unconditionally. This is the grace factor, which Paul affirms in his closing blessing. If someone asked you to do something demanding for them, would they have confident expectations that you would not only do it, but would do even more, and do it gratefully and gladly?